You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Boy, don't you know you ain't never gonna mount to anything hanging around these dance halls?
Oh, I like it around here. I think it luxurious around here. Look at that lady with that pretty red hat. Ain't she pretty? I certainly would appreciate it if I could enjoy myself like that.
Oh, boy, you don't appreciate anything.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was appreciable.
Well, how about that job I got you last week?
Oh, that wasn't no good job, was it?
Why, certainly, that was the best kind of job. All you had to do was stick your head through that little hole in the canvas, and when the man throwed the eggs at you, all you had to do was duck.
Yeah, duck eggs. Boy, I don't want to hear no more about that job. That left-handed man was brutal.
How do you mean?
Oh, you knew that man rung in a billiard ball on me. You knew, though.
Well, you don't mean to tell me the man rung in a billiard ball on you.
Yeah, that ain't all. Believe me, he had some English on that ball.
Well, when you saw the ball coming, why didn't you duck?
Oh, I did duck.
Oh, you did duck?
Yeah, but it seemed like I paused too long.
Well, when the billiard ball hit you on the head, did it hurt?
Oh, how could a billiard ball hurt your head? No, it just seemed like a dream, that's about all. But I didn't like that job. I'd rather train lions than like that.
Well, you know, to be a lion trainer, you got to be very quick.
Well, I'm quick.
Well, how quick?
Oh, I'm so quick. When I go to bed at night, I turn out the light 20 feet from the bed, and I'm in bed before the room is dark.
Boy, when are you going to stop lying?
No, that's a fact. And all you got to do to train lions, you just throw salt on his tail, and then you got him, or else.
Else what?
Else you're in an awful fix.
No, the first thing you do, you get up early in the morning, you go down to the lion's cage and get a great big piece of raw meat. You throw the raw meat into the lion's cage.
Uh-oh.
And then all you do, you open the door, jump inside the cage, and take the raw meat away from the lion.
Oh, behave yourself. Boy, you got lion training mixed up with suicide.
And then all you do, you look the lion right straight in the eye and make him believe you're not afraid of him.
I couldn't be so deceitful. I couldn't do that. All I'd rather do like Daniel did in Lion's Den. That's the way I like to train him.
Well, I hope you don't believe all you heard about Daniel in the Lion's Den, do you?
Well, I don't believe he swallowed the whale. I don't believe that. But I believe Daniel was in the Lion's Den and the wild lion never touched Daniel.
Yeah, they were no wild, ferocious mountain lions. They were old circus lions.
Oh, man, this happened way back in B.C.
B. what?
B.C., before circuses.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, that's for sure. Nothing else much quite sounds like this, although there are other shows out there. But we do what we can here to distinguish ourselves somewhat. This week, I don't know. I guess it would have to be What Can You Do? Indeed, that's how I feel this week. Not a bad feeling. It's just the feeling of letting things take their own course and not worrying too much over them. So we began with Moran and Mac with Lucky Roberts accompanying that ostensibly. Two Black Crows Part 4, and there's a, you know, that's a little employment stuff there in 1927. And employment is, that's an issue. That's an interesting issue to take up. Perhaps we'll discuss that later. And Donald Lindley and his boys never recorded much, just that one disc on both sides. And I think Donald Lindley made a solo recording also, but he ought to have recorded a lot more than he did, because that is very, very intriguing and wonderful stuff. Nothing doing. That's what you're going to do. That's what I'm going to do. 1928, nothing doing. Donald Lindley and his boys. And our theme, as always, wake up chillin'. Well, you don't have to wake up, but, you know, you might as well get something to eat. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm conspicuously idle, but only because I realize that's the way I have to be. And we're going to continue now. And by the way, if you want to check out this or any other Radiola playlist, please visit my Radiola blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and you'll find that quite easily. Here's Jack Shulkret and his orchestra, Billy Murray on the vocal. Nice thought here. I'd say it's getting into be spring, and I guess some people are shedding their long underwear. Roll 'em, girls.
Roll 'em, girls. Laugh at Ma, laugh at Pa, give them all the ha-ha. Roll 'em, girlies, roll 'em, roll your own.
Thank you.
Jack Patterson is Patson. That is some band. That is a group. Oh boy, lots of Addy in there too. And Jack Patterson, Bill Moore. Oh Lord, that's good. 1928, A Bag of Blues. Before that, George Olson and his music from 1925, Sugar Plum. And it's a nice instrumental. There's no funny stuff going on there, and I like that. Don't hear that a lot. So we had to. Had to dig that one out for you. Beginning with Jack Shulkret and his orchestra. Billy Murray, always on hand in the studio over there. Roll 'em, girls. 1925. And if, yes. And why not? that's all I can say. It's, you know, it's something to do. And what are you going to do, after all? This is Radiola, and we're trying to decide what to do. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm... If I ever figure out what to do, then that'll make one of us. Here's a lovely recording from 1930, and the other side is quite famous. This one is undeservedly obscure, and I love this song. It is, I think it appears in some movies of the 30s as well. My Man Godfrey, it seems, or something, I believe. Ukulele Ike with The Moon Is Low, and boy, this is a nice one.
Dreamy western stars in the sky, and their light softly falls. Humming sweet guitars fill the air, and their song sweetly calls. The moon is low, stars up above, and this is the night to tell you of love. Alone we two, the campfire gleams. Tonight we will find the trail of our dreams. The purple hills, the call of the west, your face close to mine. Our lips are pressed, the moon is low, stars up above, and this is the night to tell you of love. the purple hills, the call of the wind, your face close to mine, our lips are pressed, the moon is low, stars up above, and this is the night to tell you of love.
Oh, your lot is sad. I am just as bad, mine is really quite a hopeless case. Now oculist, advise glasses for my eyes. Without them, I can't even see your face. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous, but I can't see so, how can I tell? Do tell to me you're all aces, life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open faces, why, you might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I might repeat, I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful, I may be wrong, and yet I think you're swell. Ooh, I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous, I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my gowns are untidy, and each one of my hats is a crime. If here in you I picked rightly, it's the very first time in my life. Why, you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may.
Started out to save off hunger. Get along, get along, get along. Ramble on, on, on. Tried to steal, tried to gamble. Got in bed and had to ramble. Get along, get along, get along. Ramble on, on, on. When I feel that chilly wind start blowing, I start out and don't care where I'm going, going. Start to laugh, live laughter, I don't care what happens after. Get along, get along, get along. Ramble on, on, on. Mm-hmm.
birds are flying by my door.
By your door.
They're worried so, they're flying low.
They're flying low.
Something bad is bound to happen. It ain't gonna catch me napping. Get along, get along, get along, ramble on.
The river's rising on the sand.
On the sand.
My woman's found another man.
She has quit you, boy. It's time for me to start to wonder. Got to get from here to yonder. Get along, get along, get along, ramble on. On, on.
When I feel that chilly wind start blowing, I start out and don't care where I'm going.
Oh, ramble, ramble, I'm a rover when I'm done dead all over. Get along, get along, get along, ramble on, on, on.
And there's a little bargain for you. And that record says basically features 7 great artists. And I think there are more than that if you count some of the musicians. But that's the second side of that record. And I'll play the first side later. That was Cab Calloway, Roy Smack, and Chick Bullock. And, of course, Cab was trying to horn in on Chick's solo there on Get Along. And I guess Chick didn't tell him to get along, but he... I mean, you have to go along to get along in that context. That was from 1932, and there were seven great artists on that record. The American Record Company was really trying to, you know, for a quarter, you could have all those people. And the other side, well, you won't believe that one. That's a real good one. Before that, Libby Holman, a really good one, too. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. And I seem to have some of that complaint, too, with... Not seeing too clearly, but I try to make up for it by just speaking off the top of my head. 1929, beginning with Ukulele Ike, a.k.a. Cliff Edwards, The Moon is Low, from Montana Moon. Nice movie of that era, 1930. Lovely, lovely recording. And I'm glad I have it. And the other side, I'm saving that one. I'm saving that one because that's a real, that one will... No, wrench your, that's a real tearjerker. But that's what I got. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to figure out what to do, but perhaps we'll get there. It's amazing because, you know, I'm so, I'm conspicuous but idle, and the Social Security Administration actually thinks that I get paid for this, but I got news for them. Wait till they find out. Here's some acoustic stuff here. Very nice Nathan Glance recording. Recorded under, issued under the name of Six Black Diamonds on Banner in 1923. A very sprightly little number called Struttin' Jim.
Thank you. born, bred, raised among the Hicks, but she's my bride to be. Now some folks say she hasn't any style, but her way has always made me smile. She's so bashful, she's so shy, hides every Tuesday when the train goes by, like a corn-fed Indiana style when it's done to a tee. Paint the barn red, Indiana style, so it won't be hard to see. She's no Sheba, I'm no Sheik, but she went and bought a sofa course of Davenport Week. She's a corn-fed Indiana girl, but she's mama to me.
Mel Hallett, and they are playing hot. That is Mel. You never, I never thought Mel was a particularly hot band, but he did have a hot band. 1926. She's a corn-fed Indiana girl, but she's mama to me. That's interesting. John Ryan singing that on that Perfect, and that was a bit rumbly, but we tweaked it. Before that, the Lannan Orchestra, Sam Lannan, that is. Some Other Day, 1924. Well, that's when I'll go to work, Some Other Day. And before that, Strut and Jim, 1923. Six Black Diamonds, Nathan Glance leading that group. And I'll play The Other Side, which was led by Joseph Samuel. So you have your choice of Six Black Diamonds. Six of one and half a dozen of the other, as it turns out. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and we're just, you know, we got spring fever, but we're going to have it all year, and that's how it works here on Radiola. Here's a recording I've had on the On Deck Circle for a while, but I think since it's spring, and there's a hint of this in the air too, and we're gonna see some of this very soon, and those who want to see it can see it. The Palmetto Jazz Quartet, where they have spring training, no doubt. In 1921 with Baseball Blues.
Johnny, bring it back to me. Johnny, oh, Johnny.
What?
Johnny, bring it back to me. That's why that he's so first and so second, or did he die and fight again? Straight one river, the red to the well with a pitcher on the roof and a billy of them. Straight to full line, he was struck up by David, the painful man, five evil and king. The prodigal son made one home run, running over, give a check for him, for it.
He's out.
Running over, give a check for it.
That's the word that he's so first, and I'm so second. Strange one,
be back, oh, back to the well with a pitcher on the roof and a field of sand.
Strange to go now,
but I'll be a bottle shot off like David, a baseball man, power hero and king. The prodigal son made one home run, got an order with Jack falling for it.
He's out.
Run or give a check for it.
Papers, you have read the papers of a certain married king. When Sunday comes, I think, he drives the boob to drink. With his kitty and his old tin Lizzie at the door, he waits about. Wife, he takes the time, baby starts to whine, then you hear him shout. Oh, men, come down to your child. Oh, men, he's driving me wild. He's climbing in the machine. Oh, men, he's drinking up the gasoline. A pin is in his I don't know where. That's what's got him around. He's been crying for an hour. I feel like an April shower. Oh, men, come down to your child. Minnie, you know this child has wrecked my life. It's ruined me. Of life I've had my fill. But do you think I'll go on living? You can bet your life I will. Wasn't that good? But you know, it was a peculiar way that Gump met Minnie. Gump was walking up and down the beach one day in his bathing suit. He was in swimming, and he heard a voice going something like, Yeah. And he turned, and there was this beautiful creature in the water, and she was drowning. And they are beautiful when they're drowning. I mean, when they're in bathing. And she'd swim up to the shore, and the waves would wash her out. And she'd swim up to the shore, and the waves would wash her out. And Gump being the hero that he was, standing there, why, he threw her a piece of soap, and it washed her back. Wasn't that good? He's your baby, and I don't mean maybe. You can have my half with joy. Yes, he's your darling boy. Thinks my car's a toy. On the level, he's an awful devil. Why don't you leave him at home? Won't you hurry up, take your buttercup? Can't you hear him moan? Oh, men, come down to your child. Oh, men, he's driving me wild. I hear him swallowing hard. Oh, men, he just ate up my license card. I jump and bump my head on the door. Gee, how that kid smiled. Oh, the baby's lost his manners. Yes, we have no white bandanas. Oh, men, come down to your child.
Thank you. get so brown when you turn that soft sun. Soft sun, first thing you do. Now when you round, way back, when you grab your gal, and when you clap your hands, and you do the Eagle Rock, but don't you stop at all. Uncle Jack, that's that fool, he wouldn't ever do a soft sun. Soft sun, when he learned up that brand, you dance such a brand. And the clean forgot his age when he danced this brand new race. Then he yelled out, don't forget to do your stuff when you dance a mess around.
Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, and that's 1926. That's a bit of a crunchy one, but I had the disc and I had to play it. It was playable enough. I'm not always going to rely on the transfers of those before me. I'm going to use some of my own transfers. If I find a better copy of that, you might hear that too. But I had it, so why not? These are all pretty much my 78s, except for what may occur soon. But everything else is shellac, other than the modern selections. Before that, Fred Hillebrand, Oh Men, Come Down to Your Child, 1923, and that goes out to my brother, affectionately, of course. I was over there. He was wonderful. He helped me with my computer, and I noticed that's sort of the situation over there right now. But that's what it's all about. What can you do? Beginning with the Palmetto Jazz Quartet, Baseball Blues, 1921. And this is Radiola, and we're idle in more ways than one. And I'm Andy Senior. I'm your idol of the internet. Gonna proceed now with Dan Levinson and his Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra. And this was issued in 05. And the Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra is coming to. They're going to be playing in Pennsylvania this autumn, and we're going to see them, and we're really looking forward to that. That the idea of the guy who runs Stomp Off Records. Once this disc comes, it's a Crinoline Days is the disc, and the selection, just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. So they don't have those little tiny umbrellas for nothing.